From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Oklahoma State University has to pay a $50,000 fine for inappropriate chants targeting Latter-day Saints. It happened at a men's basketball game at Brigham Young University last week. The Oklahoma State student section repeated an expletive referencing Mormons. The school said it would not try to appeal the Big 12 conference's fine. It said, quote, "The reference to religion did not meet our standards and expectations." This is at least the fourth time in a year BYU has been the target of anti-Mormon chants. Utah resident and skier Lindsey Vonn is in stable condition after a crash at the Olympics and surgery. She hit a bump, clipped a gate, and tried to regain her balance midair. Then she landed awkwardly. Vonn broke her leg and was airlifted off the course. Last week, she tore her ACL in the same leg. Another Utah resident, Breezy Johnson, won gold in the event Vonn crashed in. That makes her only the second American woman to win the Olympic downhill. The first woman was Vonn 16 years ago. Some Western states are accusing federal agencies of skirting the law in the name of President Trump's energy emergency. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more on a new legal complaint.
16 states, including Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona, are expanding their lawsuit over the Trump administration's emergency declaration last year that makes it easier to speed up fossil fuel permitting. Erica Kranz is an environment and energy attorney at Harvard Law School. She says the states argue that federal agencies are sidestepping important environmental laws to comply with Trump's order.
You're using this emergency authority, or at least saying you're going to, in ways that don't comply with the statute or the regulation.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the Interior Department used the emergency to fast-track the expansion of a Utah oil facility, which will send more oil trains along the Colorado River. The federal government has until early March to respond to the legal challenge. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
You're listening to KUER News.